Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. All righty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. Anyway, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and we'll be right back to get the show started in just a bit.
Okay, are you doing it?
And it's hard to write about being happy, 'cause the older I get, I find that happiness is an extremely uneventful subject. And there would be no grand choirs to sing, no chorus could come in about two people sitting doing nothing. But I must confess, I did it all for myself. I gathered you here to hide from some vast, unnameable fear. But the loneliness never left me. I always took it with me, but I can't put it down in the pleasure of your company. And there will be no grand choirs to sing, no.
Running in the summer sun with no way to belong. Okay, this is KX93.5, and you're listening to The Importance of Being Show. Today, my guests are from the Sawdust Festival. So I have Frankie and Carrie Woodburn, and Frankie Duchesne. Frankie, grab your mic and pull it close. And, and I should turn you guys on so then it's not just side conversations. Okay, so you're with the Sawdust, and the Sawdust has begun. And we actually played that song, Hear the Thunder, from the Salty Sweets, who were there on Friday, right?
Yes, they were.
So tell me about the Sawdust. Tell me how long it goes for.
Okay. So we just opened on Friday. We will run for 66 days. We close Sunday, September 1st, and we're open 10 to 10 daily.
66 days, yes. Is that a thing?
It is, every year, 66 days.
All right. And what do you guys have there? I'm pretending that I haven't been there 1,000 times and know everything.
Okay, well, first and foremost, we have 200 artists and makers.
Okay.
In a wide range of media. We have live music, we have art demonstrations, we have festival classes, outdoor cafes. I mean, you name it, we have it.
And music.
Yes.
And fun.
Yes. And magic.
And magic.
Yes.
And so let's talk a little bit about the classes, because I think a lot of people know that you can go there and buy art, and there are all kinds of artists there. But you can also do art, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that's the beauty of Sawdust, is you can go and you can watch art being made. Every artist demos in their booth. Then you can also take a class at one of our art demonstration booths. There's the Ceramic Center where you could throw a pot, mm-hmm. and that's for all ages. I've seen little babies there trying to throw pots, and then so it's all ages. And then there's the Studio One for 7 to adult, and there's the Children's Art Spot for the little ones.
Okay, wow.
And we offer over 500 classes
really?
This summer. Yes.
Oh my gosh. And so is there a schedule for that, or how does that work?
Yes, there is. So that schedule and the other schedules for entertainment and more are available on our website at sawdustartfestival.org.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And so how long have you been doing the Sawdust?
This will be my sixth summer.
And how long has it been going?
How long has it been going? Oh, I see.
I think you had a...
This is our 53rd season.
Wow. So you're over that big hump.
Yes.
The 50... And so, Carrie Woodburn, you're an artist, correct?
Yes, I am.
And so what kind of art do you do?
My medium is leather. I paint as well. When I first started the show 6 years ago, it was with my painting. And I also was playing around with leather work, hand stitching. And very quickly, that became my focus and passion. So right now, I'm displaying entirely handmade leather art pieces, to adorn the body in handbags and belts and bracelets and all kinds of good stuff.
Sweet. And so how long have you been an artist?
That's an interesting question, because I think we're all artists in some way. And my career has been in corporate.
Oh, really?
And so I think a lot of my creativity was going into developing business, and I didn't consider myself an artist. But when I started creating art was when I actually moved to Laguna Beach in the late 80s.
Okay.
And I feel like the energy here is so creative. And as soon as I moved here, I felt an impulse to create. So I started beading and making jewelry and kind of been creating a little bit ever since. But it was really 6-7 years ago that I realized that this was much more fulfilling way
to go about life
was to create art and to share it with people who appreciate and love it.
And then what made you think that you, well, what made you go to the Sawdust or even try to enter? I mean, you haven't been doing mm-hmm. art specifically for a very
right.
long time or anything.
Right. So when I started painting, I was painting for myself. It was really a very intimate healing process
okay.
that I was going through with painting. And then when I moved into the home that I have now, the person I bought the house from was an artist at Sawdust.
Oh.
And he saw my paintings and he said, "You should be at Sawdust."
Oh.
So I said, And I had been going to Sawdust for 30 years, every year buying art.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I never considered that until this wonderful artist said, you should be at Sawdust. And it just opened my mind to something I didn't think was possible. So I think that's really an important thing for people to understand is we have such a magical place here in this eucalyptus grove with 53 years of artisans and makers just, you know, creating a lifestyle that is possible. And we're demonstrating that it is possible to make a living as an artist and to be supported in a community that values art. And it's just been a total paradigm changer for my life, and I think it can be that for others.
So was it scary when you, you know, stepped off
the,
take that leap, you know, I'm going to be an artist and that's what I'm going to do for a living?
Yes, and the truth is I still have one foot in the business world, but I am straddling and I'm getting closer to making that leap every year.
All right.
This year feels like the year that I'm going to be able to make that transition fully, so.
All right, well, good for you. And Frankie, how did you get involved with the Sawdust? How did it start for you? Are you an artist yourself?
I would say I'm an artist in my private life, but at Sawdust, you know, I'm there for a different purpose.
Okay, but what is your function?
My function there currently?
Yes.
So currently I did marketing.
Okay.
But I didn't start in marketing. The very first time I walked onto the grounds was to apply for a position as an art instructor at one of the art booths.
Okay.
And I was very, very shy and going through something in my private life, and I just discovered this place that really completely, like for Carrie, just opened up my mind. And
Had you been going to the Sawdust, or were you really aware of it? You just like looking in the paper and
No, I had a personal connection there, and they invited me to apply, and I did, and I didn't think I could do it. You know, it was one of those things where I didn't really know, and I took that step, and it changed my life.
Really? Mm-hmm. And in a magical way?
Yeah, absolutely, in a magical way. The family, the tribe that exists there, the staff and the artists alike, and then the patrons, when you have that element, it's something that is really incredible and I think special. And I know I'm biased by saying this, but I think it doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. Sawdust is incredibly special.
I agree with that. I would say that, just adding on to that, the tribe, it is absolutely a tribe. And it's not just the artists and the staff. It includes the patrons, like Frankie said. And I've never experienced anything like this in my life, where people come in and they feel part of something. And we couldn't be what we are without the locals and patrons.
Right.
And they couldn't have this experience without us. So it's this magical ecosystem that works, and every year gets richer and more soulful. It's pretty incredible.
It is. You know, what I always love about it is that you see all ages of people, like families basically, with little kids and teenagers and the parents and the grandparents, and they can all be together doing it. You know, it's not like where you have to park the kids somewhere so that adults can do stuff. And everyone seems to be having a great time. So it is pretty magical. So I love what you guys are doing there. We're going to take a quick break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. And my guests this morning are from The Sawdust, and we'll be back to talk more Sawdust after these songs.
Let it wash over your body. The wind was changed.
Okay, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I'm having a lovely time with the magic people from the Sawdust, Frankie Duchesne and Carrie Woodburn. Carrie is an artist at the Sawdust, and Frankie does marketing, but she's also an artist on the inside. So every year it's kind of you do this 66 days, but every year it's a little bit different, right?
Yes.
And so this year, when I walked in, I noticed that a lot of things had moved around. So what's going on at the Sawdust? What's new?
So I'd say there are a number of new things at the Sawdust. First of all, artists have moved around a lot this year, which is really lovely to see.
Different booth ideas.
Completely different booth ideas, different configurations. A lot of artists have teamed up to build larger booths, more impressive booths, and creative. We have actually 16 new artists with us this year.
Really?
16 and an additional 9 guest artists.
Oh, my.
So now, when
you say guest artists, what do you mean by that?
So our guest artists do not live in Laguna. So out of our 200 artists, they are local artists.
Oh, okay.
But as a guest artist, you can live anywhere. And so we have 9 people from various areas.
And is that new this year, having guest artists, or is something that you guys have just started to do?
It's not new. We have done that for the last several years, but we have never, in my time there, we haven't had 9.
Okay.
And of those 9, actually, we do have an art collective booth where we represent 3 different art walks in California.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we have the Santa Ana Art Walk,
really?
The Warehouse of Contemporary Art, and the Arts Council of Long Beach.
Oh.
So with each group, and they'll run in tandem, so for a few weeks on and off, and each group represents, I think, about 5 artists.
Hmm.
So
really kind of branching out a little bit.
Yeah, trying to represent more artists in the...
And so is there a theme for the Sawdust?
Yes. Our theme would be expect the unexpected.
And so how does that play out in this year's experience? She passes the baton.
To Carrie.
Well, you know, the theme came up out of some marketing session brainstorming. And, you know, we really thought, what would support us as artists in getting stimulated and excited and, you know, maybe recreating the experience for patrons. So
okay.
Expect the unexpected. Naturally, with art, you expect the unexpected because you never know what's going to happen when you start an art piece. You can have one intention and usually it turns out entirely different. And that's the beauty of art.
Mm-hmm.
It has the power to change the way we view the world, the way we view processes, and to really surrender to the process.
Yeah, it can grow
and
on you, huh?
It does. Yeah, it's fabulous. So expect the unexpected is twofold. You know, it is about harnessing that creative power of art and enjoying the ride. And the other part is, as artists, it put us in the seat of sort of accountability and permission.
Hmm.
You know, like we're going to say expect the unexpected, we really have to deliver something, right? We can't just say that. We have to actually deliver something.
Just dust off some stuff from your garage.
Yeah, we can't do that. So an invitation went out to the artists to create for this year a signature showpiece, something different, something unique, where people come in and they may see your art as they expect it, but there's something unexpected.
Right,
there's something that they haven't seen. And maybe it's an artist that has had a vision for a piece they've wanted to do for a long time.
Really?
This is the year to do it.
So, yeah, just unleash your creativity.
Right, right. Let yourself be free. And then also to translate that into your studio space, your booth build. So we also inspired artists to create a theme of your booth that might be a little unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Fresh approach.
Fresh approach.
To just recreate what you had before.
Yeah, exactly. And that's easy to do if you have the same booth and the same wood and, you know, you can build it the same style. So, like Frankie said, moving things around.
And you put them right in the exact same place.
We had more artists this year decide to create a shared space with another artist, so you see some bigger spaces, so
mm-hmm.
that gives a real open feel.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that really came out of this, which is very cool, is our entry.
Okay.
Our entry is new. So in the last couple of years, we've had the VW bus, yes, which has been really fun.
Bus, yes,
really fun. Great for taking photos and just experiencing that love of the 60s. but at the end of last summer, I was recently elected to the board. Yeah, the hippie bus. And one of my first duties as a board member is I went around and I interviewed as many artists as I could. And I interviewed more than half about how they experience our culture, our Sawdust culture, both for us personally as artists and how we think the public experiences the culture of Sawdust. Mm. So that was a really inspiring conversation. And the other part of that was, what would you like to see us as a culture, both for ourselves and for the public? So in that process, it was really magical, because what happened was there was a lot of remembering when, you know, oh, well, it used to be this and it used to be that and we had this. And so
we used to have a flying saucer.
Yeah. So what happened was the spirit of Sawdust, the origin of Sawdust, that started to stimulate conversation and direct the flow of conversation.
Huh.
And it became apparent that what was needed and wanted for us was to create this village entry that honors the spirit of the origin of Sawdust.
Okay.
The free thinkers, you know, the on the fringe, wilder ones that didn't conform, you know.
Those are the ones I'm laughing at.
Yeah. So we took elements of booths from the late 60s, early 70s, like the spaceship and the castle and the windmill, and we put them all together in an installation. So we have an art installation at the front. So that's something I really want to invite people to come experience. And as you walk in the gates, allow yourself to just stand there and take it in for a minute and feel the spirit of Sawdust, because Sawdust, as a tribe, which we are, is we're welcoming you to our world. We want you to step into our world and have an experience with us of what it's like to live amongst this grove in this artist village and play with us and experience, you know, all of the beauty of art and really how it does change the way we view the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to discover this year that wasn't anything like before, unless you go way back machine.
Well, one of the things I always enjoy at the Sawdust is the food. So, Frankie, what's your favorite Sawdust food item? I don't know what mine is, but I know what's getting there. So I like the meatball tacos, but I had the meatloaf sandwich for the first time, and that was amazing.
See, I have to play it neutral because I think that out of the, we have...
It's just between you and me.
Well, yes, me and you and the rest of the world. So we have 6 concession stands and a saloon. So I have favorites at every single one of them. I must admit, yes. But you know, it's funny you asked that, because on our social media, we just got a question yesterday about nectarine pie. Someone's been dreaming about nectarine pie that they had at the Sawdust Festival. And I have a feeling it was from Tacos Durrell. He makes homemade pie.
Right. I know he has
seasonal
blackberry pie.
Yes.
And that's pretty good.
It's phenomenal.
Every single week, he makes homemade pie. And so I'm going to ask him when we get back to see if he will make that again, because these people have been dreaming about it all year long.
Wow.
So, and I remember I tried a rhubarb pie once.
The rhubarb
pie was really
pie.
Good.
You know, I haven't been brave enough to try that, because, you know, you think of a rhubarb and it doesn't seem like it would be yummy.
It's fabulous. It's a little tart and sweet. It's fabulous.
Yes.
You know, I think they need the same marketing people that the kale people got. All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show, and I'm making Frankie laugh, so that's good. So the people from the Sawdust are here, Carrie Woodburn and Frankie Duchesne, and anyway, we'll be right back after a couple songs. Talk more about the Sawdust and the magic thereof. We'll be right back. Okay, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, and today I'm having a wonderful time with the Sawdust people, Carrie Woodburn and Frankie Duchesne. So, Carrie, in our conversation earlier, it came up that you're now a board member.
Correct.
And I guess you're somewhat of a new board member.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, how does it feel to, I guess, be bearing the torch?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question.
Or I guess maybe it feels more like Atlas.
Oh, I like that. That looks like an art piece. Yes.
Holding the whole thing up.
Sculpture.
Not for me. So what is it like?
Well, it's nothing like
going from being, I guess, you know, just an artist
right.
in the show to, you know, stewardship.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good question. I thought I was crazy last year when I decided to run for the board because I know it was a big responsibility, but
Not like, you know, when you're not at the meeting, they're like, oh, we got some these are the volunteers. Who's not here?
No, it's a full-time job, but I'm loving it. Actually, it's nothing like I expected, and okay. It's a huge responsibility in the best way. You know, okay. I look at responsibility as our ability to respond, and so to have this ability and this privilege to hold the torch, like you said, and do my part. I've got 3 years to bring the best of myself to serve okay. this incredible show. That has a legacy of 53 years with mm-hmm. artists who have built this community in so many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, like we've been talking a lot about the magic. So it feels like just the most incredible honor to be able to do this work. And I take it really seriously because I know I have a limited time and I want to make a difference and I want to leave a mark. So we have an incredible board and we have a committed group of artists who value the show and the team of artists that we have there. It is a family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we squabble and sometimes sure, we champion each
passionate.
Other. There's a lot of passion. You get 200 creatives together and everybody has their ideas and they're all great ideas.
Right.
And then how do you galvanize and make things happen? So I think that's the biggest thing for me. What I'm focusing on is how to take all of these conceptual ideas and, you know, the nucleus of creation and how do we make it happen? So there's right. a lot of things that we're looking at. You know, I look at like what's next. I'm already thinking what's next year. So
really?
This year we
just got started.
I know, but we created this entry and I realized that took every bit of the last year to organize and implement mm-hmm. and make it happen. Mm-hmm. The volunteers that started building that, it was 10 to 12 artists, started in April. And it took every bit of 3 months to get that built.
So for something like that, did you start off with like conceptual drawings and then
right.
to kind of add in?
Yeah, so what I did was I started with a PowerPoint presentation that I gave to the membership of basically taking all of the ideas that were shared at the end of last summer about the spirit of Sawdust and things that, you know, seemed like people were thirsting for more to revive and really, you know, kind of bring that magic back. And put it into a PowerPoint presentation of, I think it had 4 different concepts.
Okay.
And the entry build was the first one that seemed to be the consensus that most people were excited about. And so that's the one we chunked off and decided to work with. And then it went into a conceptual, 3-dimensional conceptual that one of the artists, Greg Thorne, took all the ideas and he built this really great 3D model. And so then we had that to present to give more of a visual effect of what it would look like. And, you know, the whole step of the way, it's a process, but it was really great to see the artist excited and really in support of something like that. So yeah, I'm already thinking of next year because I'm seeing how much this year feels like we are really championing one another.
Okay.
And I think as a board member and as an artist, I mean, even as an artist, if I weren't on the board, carrying the torch of honoring the legacy of this show and all of the artists that created this and all of the spirit and soul that went into this,
all the magic.
I feel like we all have this responsibility and gift, privilege to honor that. So I feel like this year we've come together in a beautiful way. And next year, I'm just already thinking What's next?
To amplify that. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're carrying the torch. I hope that you can keep the magic going, the flame of magic, if you will. And Frankie, you know, we were talking off mic about, you know, people growing up in the sawdust and the families, and we've talked about the tribe. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Okay. So we were discussing the Weirs, the Weir family. So Sandra Weir and Bud Weir and their kids, Natasha and James.
Okay.
Natasha and James, their kids, have grown up at the Sawdust Festival. I mean, Natasha is, I think she said 27. She has spent 27 summers at the festival. She was born just before the first festival. And James as well. So they grew up there,
so
going there every summer
as
Sawdust kids.
To being a Sawdust kid.
Sawdust kids. And then now they're artists. They're exhibitors in the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So Natasha's on her sixth year, I believe, and James is on his second year. And there's so many examples of that throughout the show. People raising, and currently there's little ones running around the grounds right now, you know, being raised by the tribe, and you know, someday they'll probably be artists in the show.
Well, that must be a really magical place to hang out with at as a kid, because you know you can go have fun. I mean,
absolutely.
Safe.
It is a safe environment.
There's candy and ice cream.
There's
and
a lot of aunties.
Yes, a lot of auntie artists who take care of you and give you little arcs. All the time I see little ones wearing jewelry from different jewelers, and they're adorned in all of this art from the festival, which is so cool to see. It's really special.
It's true. We're working on three generations at least, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool.
And so are there any other things you want to get out? Any events coming up, speaker series or activities that people would that's above and beyond the normal sawdust experience?
Well, there's a couple things I'd like to mention. We have a new mural this year, in case you haven't been by the show. It's called Bee's Eye View Laguna Canyon, located on the perimeter of the grounds, and it's painted by sawdust artist Cliff Wassman. That'll be up for this summer and for, of course, the next year. That's worth seeing on your way in. And then, of course, I want to mention our annual Benevolence Fund art auction. That will be on Sunday, August 11th, and all day from 10 to 3 with silent and live auctions. It'll feature the work of Laguna Beach artists in those auctions, and all proceeds will go to the Benevolence Fund, which provides financial assistance to local working artists who have suffered a catastrophic event. So that's worth going to, and if you want to attend, you just reach out to us, and we can provide you tickets for that day so you can be at the auction.
Oh, awesome. And so we're just about out of time, so why don't you give the website address?
Okay.
And hours and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
The particulars.
So we will be open 10 to 10 until September 1st, with the exception of the 4th of July. On the 4th of July, we close early at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Our website is sawdustartfestival.org, and our phone number is 949-494-3030.
All right. And Carrie, any parting shot?
I just want to say, come out and meet the artists. We have got the most incredible artists. Their talent is off the charts. They're so much fun to talk to. And, you know, come and see how it's done. Meet the makers. Talk to the artists.
I guess it's a one-of-a-kind experience.
It is
really
a one-of-a-kind. Even if you're local here and you haven't been in a while, it's new. So come see us. And come dance with us on the dance floor.
All right. Well, you've been listening to The Importance of Being show on KX93.5. My guests this morning have been Frankie Deshane and Carrie Woodburn of the Sawdust Festival. Coming up next is Steve Reed and the Coast Highway Shuffle. This is KX93.5.
Right for secret. Worst lies. Wait till they sing chorus.